for believers in the Lord Jesus Christ. Know that every believer is a priest king in training for God the Father. Your spiritual life is measured by what you think in His hearing, and no other criterion is of any consequence. Therefore, God the Holy Spirit gives us spiritual IQ via 1 John 1:9 usage to learn Christ via learning Bible doctrine under one's God-chosen right pastor. Thus we become fit bride, Eph 4:11-16 baldly says so in Greek, else, we will be spiritually comatose, retarded. So, let's be online with the Spirit, and thus learn, grow up. Text embedded links above, and links in the home page, provide further accounting details as to how and why the foregoing is true, so you can think for yourself and see for yourself. Before the Lord who bought us for God our Father. Forget religion. Christianity is a relationship, not a religion. Religion was invented by Satan in Gen 3, and you can always identify its Rev 17 power lust characteristics, i.e., any and all Christian activism. Satan invented and continually sponsors religion, to defame God, flee it like the plague. Religion has sought to keep the Bible restricted from the common man, hard to use, hard to read, for most of Scripture's existence. Religion is completely and utterly irrelevant, even as sin became irrelevant, when it was nailed to the cross. Theme of Romans chapter 6, 8, Col 1, 2 Cor 5, all of Ephesians, Heb 1-2, 4, 9, 10, 12. For the upshot of the Bible is this, Christ's victory at the cross was total and permanent and all-sufficient. Just as promised in the OT Lamb sacrifice depictions, see Heb 10. That's why he shouted, Tetelestai, lamely translated, it is finished. So all that remains, is for you to decide how much about that victory you want to learn while down here, and thus participate in, forever. Your royal choice. Asterisk footnote Re 1 John 1:9 usage. Just like in the OT, Ps 32-5, 66-18, 1 John 1:9 says if you name your sins to God, you are in fellowship, online and thus empowered by the Holy Spirit, else. Your spiritual life is comatose. Verses 6-10 help you see this fact, and many other verses in Bible confirm it. You lost your brains that first nanosecond you did, John chapter 3 verse 16, so absent the Holy Spirit's brains, you are one dead puppy, even while you live. Forgotten sins get treated as if you named them, if you have named something you remember. So don't deny, but don't dwell on remembering, since morose self-focus is itself sin. Often I just use 1 John 1:9, sure that there was arrogance of some kind. I use 1 John 1:9 probably a bazillion times a day, like breathing. Even if it's a temptation, because with thought sins, and all sins are thought, body has no soul of its own. You don't always know when temptation became sin. 1 John 1:9 works. Try it regularly and see for yourself. Important, name, not confess, is the real Greek meaning of the 5th century BC legal term. Homologiou in verses 9. It's only a confession in the sense of admission of guilt before the court of heaven. Here, look up the verb in the LXX, too. The term has no connotation about how you feel, penance or any of the nonsense which accompanies the modern-day layman's misuse of the term, confess. Do your homework. Don't let the religious crowd fool you into thinking that somehow you have to name your sins to another person, you are a royal priest yourself. What, do you think the Lord will be pleased if you die ignorant of Father's appointment of you as a royal priest under His Son? 1 Pet 2-5, 9. Hebrews chapters 5-10, central theme. Rev 1-6, 5-10. Also, specialized terms like, near, means slave dedicated for life to temple service, in Greek, or in other verses. Feeling is a body thing. Emotion is not spiritual, and isn't even in the immaterial soul. So any feeling spiritual, you get, is a feeling of arrogance, and you need 1 John 1:9 all over again. So fire Bible at the temptation to need to feel something, a la Matt 4-4. Which is the true spiritual life? The same arrogance about feeling caused the Lordship Salvation people and the head versus heart belief people to mistake even the way to get saved. So who knows if any of them ever really believed in Christ? See, False Gospels. Link on the homepage, upper left blue box near page top, or blue box of same name in Basics, box. Principle. Justice is based on facts, not feelings, not experience, not whether some believer does some sin which shocks us who have almost no facts but love judging others. So we get judged back, Matt 7:1-2. Anyone who believes is immediately and permanently saved, Greek of Acts chapter 16 verse 31, John 3:16 end chapter, Ephesians 2:8-9. Anyone who uses 1 John 1:9 is not only forgiven of judging, etc., but purified from all wrongdoing. Never underestimate the power of Christ on the cross. Core. Trans from the Greek, Apostle John is using an OT term, katharef. It's the same word used in the LXX, Greek OT, for purifying the temple, which is now moved post-cross, to your body, for 1 Cor 6:12, Ephesians 2:4, and Hebrews 6:10-12. It's what you think, not how you feel. Only God made Christ Lord. See Hebrews 1:2, Chap 6:10-5:17, Ps 110:1. Heart in Bible refers to the circulation of thinking. Check how the word is used throughout Bible. Prov 23:7 doesn't have the word heart in it, but instead, soul. Still, the idiomatic meaning is aptly translated, heart. Heb word is leb, and Greek is cardia, and the metaphor is used to denote the soul, all right, but isn't in that verse. Blood is always the metaphor of thinking, in both OT and New.